Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Daf Dalet. Yevamos Daf Dalet. Those who are listening in Chutz Laaretz have been emailed. Yes, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, the first day of Yontif, will be up sometime soon, hopefully today, after today's daf. And then by the time the 3-day Yontif finishes, hopefully the other dafim will be available online. Be'ez Hashem, I'll be giving it Friday morning here in Eretz Yisrael, where we can actually tape it. Not tape or whatever you call it these days, online. Okay, let's continue. Yevamos Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, but one makar that I did not get to mention yesterday, and that is Rav Avadya's Tshuva. Rav Avadya has a Tshuva in Chelek Vav Simin, in Eved Ezra, Chelek Vav Simin Yudalad. This is a famous Tshuva. It's a Tshuva written in 1951, Tavshin Yun Aleph, but it was published much later, many years later, but it was from that time, and this one when he was not an up and coming, but he was relatively young compared to the Rabbanim of the time, Rav Herzog and Rav Uziel, the Rabbanim HaRashiyim, and they previously, the year before, had come out with certain regulations in terms of what the Rabbanu was in control of, and what laws they thought would be appropriate for the state that had just been declared. So in those laws, they had the Takana. What was the Takana? Included in the Takana was, among other things, only Chalitza. Only chalitza should be done bizman hazeh and not yibum. The hayos shebizmanenu adaver barur sherov hayivamim einam miskavim l'shem mitzvah. Since, as we had yesterday, the machlokas between Abish Shaul and the Chachamim, whether yibum is allowed if one is not having kavana for the mitzvah. Abish Shaul says no way that it's a karav le'ilios iser eishazach. Right, if somebody doesn't have the right kavana by yibum, while the chacham say no, it's not so. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that shviches kavana. So it's just like other mitzvos. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. First, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the other chachamim and Yesh Omrim, the opinion of Abba Shaul. The Ramah quotes the minog of following Abba Shaul that we can't have kavana bizman hazeh, and therefore one should not do yibum, one should do chalitza. So, based on that, the takana was, mishum darki shalom va'achtos b'medinas Yisrael, shaloti ator kishtei toros, lefichach harenu gozrim al toshavei Eretz Yisrael, v'yal eila sheyalu v'yitziyashu b'Eretz Yisrael me'ata, because Eretz Yisrael has people from all over, we have to have one unified minhag for the people of Eretz Yisrael. After all, we're going to have 15 different minhagim from all the people wherever they made aliyah from. Umeachshav v'hala le'asar aleihem legamrei mitzvahs yibum v'chayavim lachlotz v'chulu v'im lo yaskim hayavim lachlotz michavim v'chayavim v'mezonos hayavama v'chulu, and it continues. So this is the takana. So Rav Avadya then spends 10 pages going through the fact that v'hachasumim alzeh rabbanim rashiim l'Yisrael v'hinei anu asfardim v'edut ha-mizrach v'teiman kibalnu aleinu haras rabbasinu harambam umaran ha-shulchan aruch shesovrim shalacha kechachomim shemitzvahs yibum kodemis b'chalitza af bizman hazeh. Sheimis kavan l'shem mitzvah. V'chala aleinu chovas bi'ur im yishtokev laskama ana l'didon olo. So let me first go through the sugya of Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, and he quotes Kedarko b'kodesh, Kederach of the Shach. If anybody ever does a Shach, especially in Choshe Mishpat, the Shach, you could quote a sugya in Shulchan Aruch, you think we pask in one way, and then the Shach will quote 30 Rishonim and Achronim that prove that really everybody holds the other way. And then I'll spend the second half of the Shach talking about how even the other opinions that you think, are you really all this way? They're talking about a certain Ukimta, and I'll say, the whole world holds like me. That's Kedarko of the Shach. Rav Avadya doesn't go that far in this Tshuva, but he quotes, in his opinion, how Rov Haposkim, quote, the Chachamim. Hold like the Chachamim, and therefore, says the Rav Avadya, he says, the Shiltos, the Rif, the Rambam, the Raiva, the Rashbam, the Riva, the Ravan, the Eter, Rabbin Yishai, Ravan, the Har, the Ramah, the Meir, the Ramban, the Rashba. He goes through Kedarko v'Kodesh, everybody. And then he says, and therefore this Takana has no tokef, has no power. He's telling us to go against the Minog and the Halacha that Yosef Kair already quoted. And he quotes many poskim, many earlier achronim that say, once Rabbi Yosef Kair quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if 1,000 poskim argue, we still follow the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't matter who argues, as we follow the Shulchan Aruch. And this is one of, as we know, one of the accomplishments of Rav Avadya, of Hachzaras Atar Yoshna, to go back to the Shulchan Aruch, to go back to, even if the Ben Ish Chai, even if later Achronim, would argue on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, no way, we go like the Shulchan Aruch. Says, Shuv, Ein Lanu, El Asfaris Maran, Vafilu Kineged, Elef Poskim, Vafilu Yachlokolav, Kolachronim. That's what he talks about in the last Tshuva, and he quotes, as is the Pasuk is quoted, Lechu El Yosef, Asher Yomar Lachem Ta'asu. As they said, go to Yosef. Whatever he says, you got to listen. Right? That's of Yosef Cairo. Just like he quotes of Ovenei Yisrael Yosim Biad Ramah. That's the Ashkenazim. But he says, "Afilu me'achronim cholkim apsak maran shulchan aruch v'makilim kneges varaso ain shomim lahem v'afilu behefsin meruba." Because everything he says is gold, and therefore he matired. He matired a case of Yibum for Ole Teman, I think it was, and therefore the previous psak has no credence for us. So again, that is again a well-known historical putting Rav Avadia on the map. He was already on the map, but there where he takes on Rabbanim who are much older than him and in official positions, and he says you can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, that related again to yesterday. Again, it's going to come up later on, but the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted that our Mishnah is so same like Abishol, right? Abishol, that's why he puts Chalitza first and not Yibum, right? And that's the that was yesterday's discussion. Just I didn't get to quote that insight. Okay, let's go now to the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We are up to Taima. So we just quoted the sources. We quoted the sources for the heter of tzara. Oh, just one, I misspoke yesterday. I got someone correcting me when I spoke about the definition of a tzara's tzara. I kept saying if the tzara dies. Obviously, it's not if the tzara dies, if the tzara's husband dies. If the new brother dies, so then the tzara is left, so the tzara is asura, just like the tzara is asura, just like the erev is asura. Right? So all those apply. Okay, says the Gemara five lines up. Taima, the cause of Rachmana, Aleha. So what was the source for Arayos, and that there is a Ptur and an Oser of Tzara's Erva? The only reason is because the Torah uses the extra word Aleha, right, by the Pasuk, by Achos Isha. Lo Sikach Litzor Legalos Ervasa Aleha Bechayeha. Halav Achi. Without that word, what would I have said? Without a Makar, Hava Amina Achos Isha Miyabemes. I would have said Yibum takes place. You need a source to tell me that Erva is Aser even B'makam Yibum. Without that pasuk, I would have said, you do Yibam. My time of why, what would have been the Svara? The Amrinan, Asi Ase, V'dachi Lo Sase. I would have said, Asi Docha Lo Sase. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Two questions. Emer, the Amrinan, Asi Ase, V'dachi Lo Sase, Lo Sase, Greida. When do we say, Asi Docha Lo Sase, only by a pure Lo Sase? What would we call Chayve Malkus? A regular Lo Sase, 90% of Lo Sase's. Lo Sase, Sheish, Bokares, Mi Dachi. But who says misvara that I would have said ase dochelos ase sheish bo kares? Such a chamor ase, such a chamor los ase. Would I have gone that far? Va'o v'su. We'll come back to that question, but in a minute. But v'su los ase greida minal nedachi. And also forget that. What about in general ase dochelos ase? What's the source for ase dochelos ase? So today's daf is going to be answering the second question. Right? How do you know Asi Docha Lo Sase in general? This is the largest treatment of Asi Docha Lo Sase in all of Shas, right here. These couple of dafim. So this daf dalet right here, we're going to get into general Asi Docha Lo Sase. We're not going to get back to the first question of how do you know Asi Docha Lo Sase, you don't say that, B'lakam Sheishbo Kares. Where's that discussion on Daf Hema Beis? That's on tomorrow's, the Amma Beis of tomorrow's daf, we'll get back to the first question. And then we'll have to deal with Yibam. But we're going to get into the second question more in general, Asi Docha Lo Sase. But as we get into the sugya, just a couple of points that are quoted here in the Rishonim. Tosfos here asks, Tosfos, in Lo Sase, on the bottom, V'yim Tomar, Amai Lo Yalfinan Delidchi Me'ase De Yibam, De Dochi Lo Sase De Kares De Eshazach. We know that there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Yibam. We know that mitzvah in the Torah is an asay that pushes off a los asay sheish bokaris. So ask Tosfos and all the Rishonim, why isn't that good enough of a makar for to say? The Gemara is going to get into what. How do you know that it's not docha los asay sheish bokaris? But forget it. What do you mean with a mitzvah? This is the Masechta. So why don't you say asi docha los asay sheish bokaris based on the mitzvah of Yibum, which is docha the iser of Eishes Ach? That should be good enough to teach me in general. So Tosfos answers. Go over to the next Amud. Tosfos answers on top, so we're considered on today's daf. V'yomeri, fourth line, de me'eishes achlo matzi l'melev pa'alma. You can't say it. Why? So we know what Tosfos says, but we've got to figure out what he means. The shiny Ashes Ach, the mitzvaso bekach. You can't bring that as a raya because here this mitzvah is always docha de lo sase shish bakaris. It's not like, oh, it happens to be in this case, and memela, you know, we should say that it's docha de lo sase. Here, it's always, by definition, this ase always has the isra of Eishes Ach that it's being docha. So you can't learn that to anywhere else. Ve'i'ef shar be'inyan acher le'kayem mitzvah yibum. You can't do yibum without violating, in quotes, this iser. De'im lokein butla mitzvah yibum. Because if you don't say this, then you'll never have yibum. Aval mi kilayim betzitzis, but by, for example, which the Gemara is going to bring up, kilayim betzitzis, which isn't always docha lo sase, but sometimes it is, and we learn that from a pasuk, so that you can learn two other cases, because that's just happened to be, it wasn't something that is inherent. What exactly does that mean? What does Tosfos here mean? So most achronim assume that Tosfos means, this is what the Granat says from Naftali Trupp, the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. When Naftali Trupp says that Tosfos is not fundamentally being mechale conceptually between Yibum and other Isurim. And other cases of Ati Docha Lo Sase. Does not sound like Tosfos is doing that. Tosfos is saying, well, here, you never have it any other way, so this can't be a good makar. But he's not being mechalik fundamentally, which we'll see how to do in a minute. The Granat says, based on this Tosfos, the Simon Beis in the Granat, he says, Mashma b'divreihem, the yibam gam came atamu mishum da mitzvah doche loha iser, v'lo mishum hutra, which we'll get to. Avo dechia da hacha shayni mikol dechia da alma, de'eno rak be'idna de bekayim ha mitzvah zasei. This is a stronger, how does ase doche loha zasei work? The ase pushes off the loha zasei. But this one happens to be stronger because it always takes place. You'll never have a case of yibum without the lo sase sheish bokaris. Hacha taketh mishas nefilo liyibum nidcha iser ishazach. Right when the brother dies, boom, the iser is pushed aside. That's what he means mitzvaso bakach. That is how Rov Achronim understand the Tosfos. But, and there are other examples, by the way, of cases where it always occurs, right? That mitzvah sobekach, l'sh'ar mitzvah b'alacha, here notes, the mitzvah of sota, mitzvah say of sota, always entails erasing God's name. Always. Hey, what is it? Asi docha lo sasei. No, mitzvah sobekach. It's always like that. Or a case of bringing a carbon seber, bringing the carbon tamid on Shabbos. It's an asi docha lo sase, but it's always like that. That's why the Gemara here is not going to bring those as precedents, because those aren't good precedents, because that's always asi docha lo sase. We're looking for cases which sometimes happens to be asi docha lo sase, which sitzes isn't always asi docha lo sase, but sometimes it is. So that's why those are going to be better rias. So that is number one. But other Rishonim, there is a very important Yad Ramah. We're going to have to come back to this Yad Ramah again and again in this Masechta. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel. Also, they are talking about Asi Docha Lo Sase. Same question as Tosfos. Why don't we say Asi Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokaris based on Yibum? Does not give the answer of Mitzvah Sobekach. What does he say? Lo Tikshi Lecha. The shiny Isser Eishes Ach. Dechi Kamidchi B'makam Yibum. Lav Mishum. De Asi Asi V'dachi Es Lo Sase Hu Demidchi. Sounds like an Achron here, but it's a Rishon, the Yad Ramah. It's not because of Lo Sase is pushed off. Ela mishum, tekivan delo mishkachas yibum ela gabe eishes ach, because of mitzvaso bakach, meaning he uses the same svara as Tosfos, then he goes one step further. Memela shamis, you know, delo asa rachmana eishes ach, ela shelo bimakum yibum, hecha di eish lo zera. The isra of eishes ach only exists where there are children. Aval hecha de misbelo zara, lo asra Torah. That's the key line. The amtal hachi sharya v'yafilu b'biyashniya. What we would call hutra. Whenever we have an asay and a los asay banging together, A versus B, we always ask the question of hutra and dechuya. The question comes up by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. The question comes up in the Gemara, tuma hutra v'tzibur, tuma dechuya v'tzibur, by carbon and tzibur. Here too, asay docha los asay. The Gemara doesn't mention this by asay docha los asay, but the Rishonim mentioned it. How do you look at asay docha los asay? There's a los asay, and boom, the asay pushes it, it holds it off. What do we say? No. When there's Atidach HaLosaseh, the Losaseh does not exist. The Torah only says Aser when there's no mitzvah. But when there's a mitzvah, there is no Iser. There is no Aveira that you're pushing off. That's the language of the Yad Ramah here. When it comes to Atidach HaLosaseh by Yibum, because it always occurs, that's why it's viewed as Hutra. Masha'enkin, other Atidach HaLosaseh, the Losaseh exists, right? But the question is, you know, are you allowed to do it? That's dechuya, so that cannot be a parallel. Avagabe chayvi lavin, lekalameimer delo aser rachmana chayvi lavin klal, elosh lo b'makam yibam, demeicha teisi loy. Why would we say that? So that's a very important lashon. This is one important lashon. Who has a very clear lashon of hutra? By all asidach alos aseis, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Always quoted in the sugya, in Shabbos Kuflama Gimel, in the sugya of asidach alos aseis, in her blazot demila, and the... He says there, again, the formulation is, the Aveira is only when there is no mitzvah. Hashem did not mean it to be commanded when there is a mitzvah. Anyway, that's Rabbeinu Nissim going over here, Kufla Megimlam and Aleph in Shabbos. Again, very graphic Lashon, but also we saw it from the Yad Ramah. But again, the Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon says, "By all asidach alos aseis." The Yad Ramah's chiddush is that you say it here in a case where it's always mitzvah sobekach versus other examples. Again, this is a big sugya. Asidach alos aseis, many nafkaminas. Just one nafkamina I'll mention now, which is a machlokes rishonim. What happens if there? We know the principle is going to come up. Ein asei doche alos aseis vaasei. Right, the asay is not doche alos, the asay might be doche alos asay, but now with there's another asay teaming up with the los asay. What if you did the aveira anyway? Sorry, you did the mitzvah anyway. You weren't supposed to do it. It's an asay doche alos asay vasay. It's an isra, a mitzvah asay on yantif. Right, so you can't, and yantif is an asay and a los asay of Shabbason. So you can't do the mitzvah. What if you did it? Do you get malchus? That's a shiloh, machlokas we shown him, it's a mishnah melech safek, meaning what's the lundis? If you say hutra, the los aseh does not exist here. So what, that there's an aseh that rehabilitates the los aseh to come back? Maybe. It could be. But maybe it could be the aseh totally wipes out the los aseh. It's hutra, but you still have an isser aseh you have to contend with. Or do I say, no, it's dechuya. If it's dechuya, it still exists. You're just allowed to do it usually. But here you're not allowed to do it. So maybe you'd get malchus. Right, so that's just one nafkamina. There are many others, but one nafkamina. Again, there's a lot more here to discuss here in the Aseidah Chalos Aseh Sugya, but we will continue. Rabbi Chanan discusses this in Simon Tess, in Kovetz Ha'aris. He quotes this from our Tosfos. He quotes this Machlokas, Tosfos and the Yad Ramah. It's where this is known as the Machlokas, Tosfos and the Yad Ramah. Again, the Yad Ramah is relating to our Sugya. Yibum versus others, and he quotes another machlokas, Rivet and the Rambam, whether you say, what do you compare tzitzis and Big Day Kahuna? Again, it comes up, in many places. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. Oh, just one final line. Just always a key line to think about. The sugya Asidach alos aseh always has to be related to two other sugyas. There are three sugyas that have mitzvahs and averos that overlap. In Yana Dioma, Asidach alos aseh, mitzvah haba b'avera, and lav hanitak la'asei. One case is you do the mitzvah, it's a great thing. Asidach alos aseh. One case is that you can't do the mitzvah, it's a terrible thing. Mitzvah ba'avera. And one case is, well, it's like in the middle. You did it, so you got to try to make restitution. You did the avera, you stole, so therefore payback. It's a lav hanitak la'asei. Those are three topics which all have to do with aseis and los aseis overlapping. So it's here we're talking about mitzvah ba'avera. So what's the source? Let's get into the second question. What's the source for mitzvah for asei doche los asei? So first try. Dichsev, the pasuk says, Losil b'shatnis gedilim ta'aselocha. Right, it says in Kiseitze, you shall not wear shatnis, wear tzitzis. Gedilim, wear twined items. Right, gedilim ta'aselocha. V'yomer b'lazar. We'll have to get back to the svara, the hashkafic svara of Asidach alos aseh. That's a little bit later. So, v'yamar Rabbi Lazar, says Rabbi Lazar, smuchin min hatorah minayin, so we darshan smuchin min hatorah, the juxtaposition of shatnez and tzitzis, means that you wear tzitzis even if you're violating shatnez. Even if you're violating shatnez. We know the definition of tcheles is wool, blue, green, whatever color, black, whatever the color it is, and that's wool. If you tie it onto a linen garment, that's shatnez daraisa, Pashtus, and the Torah goes out of its way to say it's still mutter. so much to do that mitzvah. So that's ase docha lo sase. The mitzvah of tzitzis is docha the lo sase of shanis. This sugya is also going to come up later on in the Masechta. Keep it in mind for Daf Tzadi in the sugya of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim. But Reb Elazar says, smuchim in atar binayin. How do you know shenemar? The pasuk says in Tehillim, smuchim la'ad la'olam asuyim be'emes v'yasher. If they're together forever, right, that's straight and that is upright. So this is the mucker that asay doche los asay. The Ramban here asks a very interesting question. How could this be a good mucker? Maybe tzitzis is different because tzitzis is connected kol Torah kula. Doesn't sound like a Ramban type of question, but it's right here in the Ramban. The Ramban says tzitzis is connected. So he says, well, I'll tell you, on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a mucker from Shabbos. And the Gemara there doesn't say, well, Shabbos is connected kol Torah kula. So if it's good enough for Shabbos, good enough for tzitzis. So he says, it must be more on a hashkafic level. It's connected to Kala Tarakula, but it's not going to be a reason not to be a model. It's the Ramban right here. He quotes Tosfos that we don't have. Hikshu b'Tosfos. Mala tzitzis shkein shkula connected to Kala Mitzvos. V'li nira delo daikinan hachi b'scharin shal mitzvos. So what, you know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Einat Yodea Matan Scharin shal mitzvos. So even though we know that Revolbi has a sefer called Mitzvah Shkulos about the seven mitzvos that are connected to Kala Tarakula, and maybe there are some others, but those are the big seven that he found. But that's not going to weigh in to knock out to be a model. That's a fascinating question and answer that the Ramban gives. Right here. It's also a question. Actually, not for now. We'll leave that discussion in the Rambam. If I put shatnez on someone else, who gets the avera? What if they're shogig and I'm mazin? Right? Is it the malbish or is it the lovish? So also a great discussion in Shatnez, which hopefully we'll have to have at one point. But if you want to look it up, it's in Kilayim in Yud Lamed Aleph. But this is the Makar Smuchin. V'yamar of Sheshes, fourth line. Amar of Lazar, Mishur, Mablazar, Benazaryo. Minayim li'avam, Eshenaf, Levnei, Muchashchin, She'in Chos, Menosa. How do I know that? Again, another statement from Rabbi Lazar having to do with Smuchin. That's why this is here. How do I know that if there's a Zika of Yibam, but the Yavam is a muchashchin. He has boils all over his body. So how do we know she in chos menosa? We don't muzzle her. I mean, we don't muzzle her claim when she says, I don't want to do yibam. Meaning we allow them to do chalitza here, shenemar, smuchin, lo sachsum shor b'disho. Right before the parsha of yibam, it says you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. The isra of lo sachsum shor b'disho, the samech like yeshua chim yachtav. And right after that it talks about yibam. So we say, don't muzzle her claims either. By the way, this was also the previous pasuk before Lo Sachsum Shor B'Disho was also smuchin. Right? What's right before Lo Sachsum Shor B'Disho? Malchus. Arbam Yakenu. Right? That's the whole makar for giving Malchus by Averus. Lo Sachsum Shor B'Disho right next to Malchus. And that's how we know. Only Dumya Delav Dachasima gets Malchus. Only if it's not alav sheish from only alav sheish from Maisa, only alav that's not nitik lase, only alav that's not nitin lasarz mises bezdin, only alav that is right. All the definitions of lavim are based on smuchin also to this pasuk. I'm sorry if she doesn't have any good reason. So then what do you mean? Maybe we should. It's a mitzvah, right? There's also a kaz of bezdin forcing you to do a mitzvah, right? Kofin on mitzvahs asay. But here, we know that this is a different kind of mitzvah, and she, we would listen to her in this case. V'yamar Rav Yosef, afilu l'madalo darish smuchin b'yalma, b'mishter Torah darish. Even though there's a machlokas in general, whether you darshan smuchin or not, but by Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, you do darshan smuchin. You do darshan the juxtaposition of two parshias. Darab Yehuda b'alma lo darish, u'mishter Torah darish. Rabbi Yehuda generally does not, and in Dvarim he does. Stop there for a minute. What's the machlokas about in general, and why is Dvarim different? Why would you say you darshan smuchin or ain't darshan smuchin in general? So says the Maariz Chayis. The Maariz Chayis is right here. Maariz Chayis here, and he talks about it in Brachas. Also on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Maariz Chayis says, we know there's a machlokas in Maseches Gittin, a historical machlokas. What's the machlokas? How was the Torah given by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu obviously got the Torah at Har Sinai, but at Har Sinai he didn't get Parshas Bilam yet, right? Balak and Bilam. By Har Sinai he didn't get the story of the Egel yet. So when he gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, what did he give them? Well, maybe it wasn't until after the Egel, but the later Parshias says Machlokes. Up until Yisro Mishpatim, he gave them at that time. What about the rest of the Torah? How was that given? So there's a machlokes. Megillah chasuma chasuma nitna, or Megillah nitna. Was it given piecemeal over the next 40 years? Until you get to the end of that, at the end of the 40 years, he gave the rest. Or, after Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu did not give them the rest of the Torah at all, until the end, he gave them the whole rest of it. chasuma nitna, not megillah megillah nitna, not scroll by scroll. So says the Maariv Chayes. If you say it was given scroll by scroll, you can't darshan smuchin, because it wasn't given at one time with one parsha next to another parsha, except for Torah. Right, Mashein Kain, if you hold chasuma nitna, yeah, it was all given at the end. So therefore you get darshan smuchin throughout the Torah. That's part A. That's why we would darshan machlokas about smuchin in general. Why is Mishnah Torah different? Well, the whole Mishnah Torah was given at the end, according to this second Svara. Number one. Number two, if you look in Rabbi Tzal Ronsberg, right here on the page, on the bottom, he quotes, and this is quoted by other Achronim too, he quotes here from the Ravon. The Ravon. The Ravon is one of the Rishonim. Ravon Chachmei Ashkenaz. Says the Ravon, the time of Mishum, to call a Torah mi piya gvura ne'emra, vein mukta m'muuchar, ava Moshe, she see their Mishnah Torah, parsha, achar parsha, lo see their ela lihidaresh. Moshe Rabbeinu had more of a hand in Dvarim than the first four. So the first four were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Muktam U'Uchar. But the fifth one, Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in terms of, right, we know the difference between Kisavo and Bechukosai, right, the Tochacha, was it said in first person, was it said in third person? Moshe Rabbeinu was more of an active player, so to speak, from Hashem. Chas V'Shalom, Abikarsis. We didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu did it all himself. Right, the Dvarim. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he had more of a hand of it, so therefore we could darshan more smuchin there. Okay, so that's in terms of svaris. So now let's get to the makar. Uba alma min alon, back to the Gemara 12th line. So how do we know we darshan smuchin in the whole Torah? And not in Dvarim, and maybe not in the whole Torah, and yes in Dvarim. Ubi alma min alon delo darish. How do we know there are Yehuda does not darshan smuchin in all the Torah? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Benazai Omer, Nemar mechashefa lo sechaya. It says, a mechashefa, a witch, should not live. Chayeves misa. Many different shitas. In the Gemara Sanhedrin there, which misa does she get? Very unclear. A lot of different opinions. So, one opinion is, v'ne'emar, it says right next to this avera, kol shochev v'behema, most yumas. Right, if somebody, rachman al-Islam, commits kibisiality, shochev v'behema, most yumas. And most yumas always means, samchu inyan lo. Ma shochev v'behema b'skila. We know from elsewhere that most yumas always means with skila. So too, just like shochev v'mehema gets skila, so too mechasheva gets skila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda v'chim ibnesha samchu inyan lo notzi zel skila. That's the makar for skila. Maybe you're right, but that's not the makar. It's not because of smuchin. Right, so you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not dash in smuchin here in Shmos. Ela oved oni bechlam mechashevim hayu. No, this is the makar. Oven yedoni are examples of mechasheva of kishuf v'lama yatsu. Why does the Torah have a separate pasik for them to say Oven Yedoni are separate averos lahakish lohem to compare v'lo malachama Oven Yedoni b'skila v'chasheva b'skila. So Oven Yedoni or go out as Rashi here says. Rashi right here. Shezu mita b'Torah shkol davar shayi bechlal v'yatsa menachal lamed lo lamed al atzmo yatsa el amin akal kulo yatsa. Rashi quoting Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Right, that the yotzei min haklal is megala on the entire rule. So here, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you that it's skila, but I do not agree that it's based on smuchin. So that's the makar, that he doesn't darshan smuchin outside of dvarim. Ube mishnah Torah minal on the darish. How do you know that he darshan smuchin in dvarim? Ditzan, because the mishnah tells us later on, no se adam anusas aviv umfutas aviv. A person, the Tanakhama holds, is allowed to marry a woman who is father raped or seduced. Anusas umfutas aviv. That's not considered aishas av. Eishes Av is an Isser Karis, right? But Mefutas Av, Anusas Av is Mutter. Anusas Beno, Mefutas Beno. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Anusas Av, Mefutas Av, Rabbi Yehuda Asers. He says, that's Aser. Anyone who has a relationship with my father. V'amar v'gidol ma'rav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know it's Aser? Dechsev, because of a pasuk in Kiseise. Lo yikach isesh Eishes Aviv, v'lo yigalek, kenaf Aviv. The person is not allowed to take the wife of his father or reveal the wing, the kanaf, or the corner, kanaf of a beged. So it's like the symbol of covering the beged, that symbol of arayos. Kanaf shera'ala aviv lo yigale. Any kanaf, anything under my father's clothing, so to speak, any arayos that my father, any woman that my father was with, lo yigale. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, you see, darshan smuchin. Right here, these two phrases in the Torah are darshant to teach me that anusas aviv and mefutas aviv are also aser. Umi maide ba anusa ksiv. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that pasuk is talking about Anusas Aviv? Fine, Yadarshan Knaf Aviv, Smuchin. But how do you know that's what it's talking about? Mi'iluya the crop, from the context. Dichsiv, because the pasuk continues, and said previously, V'nasano isha shochevi mal avi anara chamishim kasef. Earlier we were speaking about ones. That was the whole section in that aliyah. V'samech le lo yikach ish. In the end of that aliyah, I think it's the end of Shlishi, lo yikach ish v'gomer. So you see, previously we were talking about ones. So we know that's what it's talking about. And once it's talking about that, we darshan the smuchin. V'rabanan. And what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, what do they do with this? Don't they dash in smuchin? So, I have samech lei. They dash in smuchin if there's a pasuk right next to another pasuk. If it's right next to it, kitta ka'amrit. But here there's a pasuk in between. Hasha delo samech lei. We don't usually read parentheses, but this one helps us out. Dichsiv lo yikach ishes aviv bein tayim. The Gemara doesn't usually use the lashon of bein tayim. Right? So it's the end of the day. But either way, there's a pasuk in between. So, b'shemeres yavim makatzim adaber. It's not talking about the anusas aviv. It's talking about if someone's father's brother died, and now his father has a yavama to do yibam with. So that woman, that's the shomeres yavam of the father. So that is the woman who is usher to the son. And to make him violate. When if he's with this woman, he'll violate two lavim. Maybe eshes av, but also this av of kenaf aviv. So the Rabbanan darshan it. Darshan it differently. Stop there for a minute. So again, this is all the isurim of arayos v'chulu. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky there in Kiseitse on the pasuk, the end that aliyah talks all about different people, different arayos, and including lo yavam mamzer b'kal Hashem and other amonu moav. Many of the isurei ishus are there quoted. So Reb Yaakov and Emes Yaakov in Kiseitse Chav Gimel discusses what are all these and we're going to be medayik this Bez Hashem also on Amid Beis. What are all these isurim doing there in Kiseitse? Much of Dvarim are tzibur halachos. Look throughout most of Dvarim. Talks all about that. There are some personal, but most has to do with war, wars of halachas of milchama, and general legal issues of even a monetary law, bechor. Right, there are laws, but he says, Yesh la'anim la'ayim ma'in yonim shakol dine ishus v'nisun b'sefer dvarim. B'yarti b'kama mekomos, I've quoted many times, d'v'em a'sefer dvarim hu sefer hanogea l'melech ulin yoni atzibur, v'ayinu shemoshe ba'amdo ba'arvos mo'av v'rush olu yikonis l'eretz Yisrael, hechlil lachzo l'shanos es mitzvos anogos el atzibur, and wars in melchama. But why aren't these laws written earlier in the Torah? Right, by the Arayos. Right, why aren't they there? Madu nechtavu dinim elo shal mamzer v'gitin v'yibum v'chadome b'sefer zeh. L'chora mekomam hu b'sefer v'yikra im shar halachos arayis v'chadome. Right, what is? We could have started with this. What is yibum doing in Kiseitse? Why isn't it earlier? Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what the message is? Because marriage is a sibur halacha. When people get married, it's not just about two people getting married. It's about the whole world gaining, the whole Jewish people gaining another bayis naman. And therefore, we shouldn't look at it as something personal and individual. Nira mizeh, she'inyin yisuin eitzel b'nei Yisrael, einu inyin prati, hanogea l'shnei atzadim, u'mishpachtam bilvad. Elohu nogea l'kahal kulo, she'al yidei nisuav nichnas abachor l'kahal Yisrael v'nei kechelek mi'atzibur. And that's what they're called. What are these people called? Who you can't marry. Psulei kahal. Psulei kahal. Because they're related to the kol. Shu nifsal m'lios chelek mi'akol, if he is with these people. And that's what every marriage, and that's why. All the, you walk into shul, there's a chassan, I don't say tachron. What's that about? I didn't even know the guy. I never met him. I was surprised. Right? No tachron. The prima gadim, right, 300 years ago, they used to ask the chassanim not to come into shul on Mondays and Thursdays. Especially. Because they wanted to say that it's a special yimei harachamim, and that's why we say an extra long tachron. So therefore they asked them, don't come to shul. Right? V'nahafochu! Our generation. Where's the chassan davening? Oh, I'm going there. Right? So dafka, Mondays and Thursdays. Right? When people hear, they daven, it's a Tuesday with a tachron. They're like, oh, what a waste. Chas v'shalom. That's what people say. Right? But it's terrible. Terrible. Chas v'shalom. So he said, why don't I say tachron if I don't know the guy? Because a marriage is something that relates to all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. By the way, the same thing in a Beis Avel. Bisalva, you also don't say tachrin, because it's midas adin is matuach on the family. Has to do with me too. Right, that's why, because at the highlights and the lowlights of life, why we mentioned in the past the uniqueness of Judaism, uniqueness of Yadus, right, by Avelus, and by Sheva Brachas, and we parallel it, Shiva Simei Avelus and Shiva Simei Mishta. Right, both Takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu, And at these points in our life, these emotional points in our life, a Jew is not alone. Even if a Jew wants to be alone, they want to get married and run off. No, no way. Sheva brachas. Right? This has to do with us too. And Shivas Me'avelim, somebody wants to mope and be alone. No, Nicham Avelim. Right? At these stages, they relate to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. So that's why all these psukim that were darshaning relating to smuchin are stuck in Sefer Dvarim. Second wide line. Ube Mishnah Torah, my time at the Darish. So the Gemara asked the question we just quoted from the Achronim. But the Achronim expanded on it. Why by Mishnah Torah do we darshin? So they're going to give you us an example of the specifics. We just had a hashkafic point of why Mishnah Torah would be different. But here they're going to give us specific reasons. Maybe because it's clear that it is put here on purpose. Or it's totally extra. It shouldn't have been put here, and because it's extra, that's why we darshan it. Why? As we just explained, if it's muchach that you should darshan these psukim of smuchin here. Remember, kanaf aviv, because why isn't this an achremus kadoshim? What's it doing here? It must be to teach me smuchin. But again, we just took a step back and said, okay, but still, what does it have to do with Sefer Dvarim? That was Rabbi Yaakov. It's extra. The whole phrase is extra. So it must be to learn an extra halacha from it. So that's the makar. That's the makar we said for Rabbi Yehuda. They did darshan smuchin in Mishnah Torah. And what's the source? Getting back to our original question of aseh, doche, los aseh, that's tzitzis and kilayim. That is the original makar. Vaiter, v'gabi tzitzis nami. Regarding tzitzis also. Ibayisem mishim demuchach, ibayisem mishim demufne. Right? Also, we have these elements by tzitzis which allow me to darshan the halacha. Ibayisem mishim demuchach. De'im kein lichtvei rachmana gabi parsha tzitzis. My hilchos akasvei rachacha. Why do we darshan it? Why do we have a separate puzzle of gedilim tasavacha? We have a whole parsha. V'yasu lahem tzitzis. Alkan v'vidyam l'darosam. Why is it stuck here? It must be dafka because I'm supposed to learn the connection to shatnez. Number one. V'yibayisema mishem demufne. Or because of mufne. It is totally extra michdi. Except not only is it in the wrong place, but it's totally extra. Those are the 2 points here. First point is that it's in the wrong place. Number two is totally extra. Michti, ksiv, ubeged, kilayim, shatnez, lo ya'ale alecha, lo silba, shatnez, lamali. We already know earlier, from earlier in Kedoshim. What do you have this separate pasuk for? Shmamina, lafnuye. So, we prove by this, by tzitzis and shatnez also, it is totally extra. And that's what we darshan, smuchan, we darshan, ase doche, lo sase. Remember the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. Who gives the hashkafic svara for asi docha los asei? After all, los aseis are more stringent. You have to give away all your money not to violate a los asei. Mitzvah asei has limits, right? The Rama talks about this in Hilchas Sukkah, right? How much money you have to spend on an esrog? There are limits. Hamavazvei zay vazvei yosur michomesh. So we know violating a los asei is much worse than not doing an asei. So why do we say asi docha los asei? We just say don't do the mitzvah, but don't do the aveira. Says the Ramban, very much quoted Ramban. Aseis flow from Avas Hashem. I love Hashem, I want to do what He wants. And Los Aseis flow from Yiras Hashem. I'm scared of Him, so I'm not going to do it. I don't want to violate. Avas Hashem beats Yiras Hashem. That's why the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro, Aseh Doche Los Aseh. Meshech Chachma adds on to the Ramban in Zos HaBracha. The Meshech Chachma says, we have a principle of Ein Aseh Doche Los Aseh Shebe Mikdash. Why is the base of English different? Because there, over Mikdashai Tiro, Yira is this focus in the base of Mikdash. Ava might come naturally, but Yira is the demand in the base of Mikdash. And that's why in the base of Mikdash, Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh Shebe Mikdash. So it's the Ramban and the Meshech Chachma. Last Meshech Chachma in Zos HaBracha. Okay, we continue. So it's extra. The Psukim by Tzitzis are extra, and therefore, we could use them to darshan smuchin and aseh docha los aseh. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hani mitzvah srichi. These psukim are not extra. The ikaz of rachmana lo ya'ale alecha. We just said shatnez psukim are extra also. If the pasuk only said lo ya'ale alecha, don't put shatnez on you. Hava amina kol derech ha'ala asur rachmana. I would have thought any shatnez on top of you is asur. V'yafilu mochreksus, even people who sell things, who sell clothing. What do you mean even? What's the even? Even they would be... Usser. Kamashmal Kazarachman lo silbashan is dumya de levisha de isbe hana'a. That's what it says, don't wear, not to put on. You use the verb levisha to teach me, oh, levisha means you're getting benefit. It's not just on top of you. You're wearing it. And that's why it is also, it's mutter, the mochik sus are mutter. What, mochik sus don't get hana? Rashi says here, all the other we've shown him argue with Rashi. Rashi says, they don't have kavana for the hana. Rashi on the third line on top. They don't have kavana for the hana. So that's for, therefore you would have said, it is asur, kamashla mutter. What does kavana do with anything? The Rishonim ask. Tosfos here asks, the Ramban, all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean kavana? Are they getting hana or they're not getting hana? If they're getting hana, it's psikresha. And it should be asur. If they're not getting hana, so it should be mutter. So that's the kamash malon, because they're not getting hana, it's going to be mutter. Fine. But what was the havamina? What was the havamina? That would have been thought there, it's asur even, let's be hana. So all the Rishonim get into the act here. Mimanafshach, Dovashin Maskavin, asur, mutter, are they getting hana? Right, most of Rishonim discuss that chidushim in the Isra of Shatnez. Again, we'll get to it at a later date also. In terms of Shatnez, maybe according to Rashi, you're going to have to say something like the Hana'a for the Kavana for the Hana'a is somewhat definitional to the Isra of Shatnez. And if I don't have Kavana, let's say if I'm modeling something for you, or let's say I'm in a store, I'm trying on a suit in a store that might have Shatnez on it. Am I allowed to try on the suit? I don't have Kavana to get Hana'a, I have Kavana to see if it fits me. All right, Kavana, if it's comfortable. Very halachah lemaisa, right? Is one, is that an issue? Because right, it's kavana part of the iser. Anyway, but that's one direction. That's why it's not extra. Because of Rachmana lo silbash, and if it only said lo silbash hava amina dafka levisha the nafish anayasa. I would have thought only actually wearing it, where you have a lot of hana, that's what's usr. Aval ha'alah alo, but halah is not because of Rachmana lo ya'ale alecha. Right, it says to include even cases where you're not getting full hana'a, but you're getting some hana'a, still it's going to be a usr. Question mark. So you see these tukim are not extra. So how do you darshan it to teach me? Asi dechalos asay. Answers the Gemara. Im kain lichtov rachmana lo silba shatnis. If the Pasuk was just telling me that, right, the basic law, I should have just said that. What's the next phrase for it? Samru pishtim, right, yachtov, right, why does it say that? It says elsewhere that you're not allowed to wear a beged of kilayim. V'tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel always says the word beged always means semer upishtim. Hold the namru b'torah stam begadim. Upiri lacha kasa be'achan mehem semer upishtim. It says once by nigei begadim, by tsarasa begadim. It says that what kind of beged does the Torah mean when it says the word beged? Wool or linen, semer upishtim. So afkab semer upishtim. So whenever it says the word beged, the rest of the Torah, it always means we know semer upishtim. So semer upishtim, the chazar achman alam. So why does it have to repeat semer upishtim here by lo silbasha? And is shmami no lafnu yay. It's extra. So therefore it's extra to darshan, smuchin to darshan, ase doche lo sase. Good. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, it's still not extra. The Akati Itzrich. Sakada the Chamina Ha'Allah Hid Lo Nafish Hana'asa. I would have thought Ha'Allah, which doesn't have so much Hana'a, so that's what's Asr Tzemer Upishtim. Ava Levisha, the Nafish Hana'asa, but if you're actually wearing something, Kol Tremini Asr Rachmana. Maybe I would have thought all of your Begadim have to be made out of one material. I would have thought all two materials. Ha'Allah is semer upishtim, right? And this one is, I'm sorry, halah is semer upishtim, right? And this one is any. That's why Dafka says semer upishtim. Because of Rachmanet, semer upishtim. So again, it's not extra. So we're back to the question. So imkein, lichto kromine v'teisi shatnis meha halah. No, we would have darshan gzeirah shava, right, without this. We would have darshan gzeirah shava to limit it to semer upishtim, not to any other meaning. So again, it is extra, and therefore you could darshan it. Ask the Meiri here. What do you mean we would have darshan gzeirah shava? You're not allowed to make up your own gzeirah shava. Ein adam gzeirah shava, elam ken kibla meirabo. So what do you mean we would have darshan gzeirah shava? So says the Meiri, what the Meiri says a number of times in Shas. Meiri says, gzeirah shavas, the words were passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. How can there be a machlokas about gzeirah shava if every gzeirah shava comes from a Rebbe? The words were passed down. Which connections you make to which parshas in the Torah, that had flexibility amongst the Talmidim. So here they had these words, they didn't know what to darshan from it. So that's what we would have said. Or, says the Meiri, maybe to hear this doesn't really mean gzeirah shava, it means gilui milsa. After all, it's both about shatnes. So that's what it's not a normal Gzeirah Shavah. We have two different halakhic contexts. It's both about Shanas. So therefore, it just means like we would have been learned one from the other, but not in a real Gzeirah Shavah way. Okay, either way, so far, so good. At this stage, it's extra. Therefore, we could darshin the smuchin and the asei dochalos asei. But we're not finished yet. V'tana de verbi Shmuel. Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, who said that, remember, the beged always been several pishtim. Taima, the only reason that we save this makar, and we wouldn't have said, all to mean him, taima, because of Rachmanet several pishtim. Halav hachi, kilayim betzitzes havamina dasa Rachmana. Right, without, the Rabbi Shmuel saved the day. Without them, we would have said that tzitzes is also to wear Shan is. Foxiv, what do you mean? But it says a pasik. The asulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem. Right? It says beged there. V'tanet the Rabbi Shmuel kol bigdehem tzemer upishtimim. All begadim means tzemer upishtim. The amar achmana avid leitchelas. And it says here you could put chelas on it. And beged includes linen. And chelas, as we're about to see, by definition, is wool. So the Torah itself matters it here. So what do you mean you would have asserted it elsewhere? You would have asserted it. The pasik tells me v'tchelas imrahu. V'tcheles is always wool. We know that. How? We made the tcheles imrahu. How do we know that from? Mi deshesh kitna tcheles imrahu. Rashi quotes, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says that the big de kahuna were made of two materials. Two materials, wool and linen. So if we know shesh is the linen, then we know tcheles is the wool. And therefore, I would have known, ase dochalos ase, from this parsha of Aslam Tzitzis, forget the other makoros. Forget Begadu, Tzemeru Pishtim. So I would have loaned Asi Dochalos Asi even without the Tzemeru Pishtim being extra. So what do you need the Tzemeru Pishtim for? Now it's extra anyway. So Gemara says, Itztrich. Salka Daitach Kidderava. Now I might have said, like Rava, De Rava Rami, Rava asked the following contradiction. Ksiv, Hakanaf, Minkanaf. One pasuk says, Hakanaf, which we darshin Minkanaf means that Tzitzis needs to be the same material as the Beged. That's Hakanaf. Viksiv Tzemeru Pishtim. And it also says, Shan is a Tzemeru Pishtim. Okay, Tzad. So, how do you relate all other materials? Min Kanaf, whatever the Kanaf is, that's the Tzitzis. And Tzemeru Pishtim, Arava says as follows. Tzemeru Pishtim, Potin, Bein Baminan, Bein Shalobaminan. Tzemeru Pishtim, Tzitzis, Strings, Pater, their type, meaning Tzemeru Pishtim, or not their type. Shar Minim, if you have other Minim of threads, Bamina Potin, Shalobaminan, Ein Potrin. That's what I would have said. And therefore, because Tzemeru Pishtim is not extra, they teach me, I would have used, right, the Tzemeru Pishtim to teach me that. It wouldn't have been new, and therefore nothing's extra, and everything, Shalom al Yisrael. We have a makar for Asi Dochalos Asi, the Asulam Tzitzis, Vechulu. Period. Says the Gemara, one more minute, V'ha Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Lesley de Rava. Who says that these tanam, these shittas hold of each other? And therefore, maybe only Bigdei Tzemeru Pishtim are considered begadim and chayv and tzitzis. Where do you get off saying Rava that minon, shaloba minon? So Gemara says no, maybe they would have held of it here. Itzrich, last line. Salka da'i dachamino ki diyuka de Rava. I would have held like the, he could have held like the diyuk of Rava. Hakanaf min kanaf, v'yachin kamarachmana. Ovid le tzemer, litzemer, upishtim lepishtim. I would have said you have to have woolen tzitzis for a woolen beged, pishtim tzitzis for a pishtim beged, v'chi avidas tzemer litzemer tzave. And when you make the tzemer for the tzemer beged tzave, then you would put on the tzemer tzitzis for the tzemer beged. Avol tzemer lepishtim upishtim litzemer lo. Maybe there wouldn't be a chiyuv in tzitzis at all for begadim of the other type. Kasav Rachmana, Tzemer Upishtim, Dafilu Tzemer Lepishtim, Upishtim Letzemer. To teach me that even if it's other materials, other strings, and other begadim, still there is a chiyuv. Okay, Lamaisa, we worked out that according to all the shitas, there is a makar for Asi Dochalos Asei. Nothing is extra, right? We learn halachas from the various extra words, in these parashias. Talking about the, material of the tzitzis and the material of the beged, there is something related to Achal Maisa. The Shulchan Aruch does quote in Hilcha Tzitzis in Simen Yud Aleph. Shulchan Aruch quotes that the minog is to have the same Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Tes. I'm sorry, earlier. Here it is. Yesh Omrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shetzarech Lasos HaTzitzis Mitzeva HaTcheles. not in terms of the material, but in terms of the color. The Shonar quotes that that's why we have white on white, generally, because that is the minhag. V'amedaktagim noagim came. Rama, v'ashkenazim, ein noagim lasas atzitzis rak levanim. Af bibegadim tzivuim ve'ein lashanos. The Shulchan quotes, whatever the tzitz, the beged is, the tzitzis should be. The Rama quotes, our minhag is to make them white. But that's why our minhag is to have separate tzitzis, beged, that is white, in order to put it. But again, it's a minhag. It's a minhag. Let's say in the army where there's a chayal that has to not let him wear white underneath, he has to wear green, so that overrides the minhag. Allowed to do that. Right? That is the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom, quotes this from the Taz, Royal Medakti, glasses dafka dala kanfos, dala katan lavan, kadeshi ye yotze yedea kol, kashiyatze tzitzis lavanim, so that is what the minhag is, to have white everything in order to be mekayim this minhag. Okay, there's another discussion in Tosis here at the bottom, but the Hashem will have to leave it for now. Again, deep into Aseh Doche Lo Sase. We'll stop here. Again, remember, everybody, anybody wants to help sponsor a shir, feel free to contact the OU website, and everybody should have a Chag Sameach.